Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Christmas Eve edition here of Free Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Aria.
We're talking about a pretty big event. It wasn't big in that there were hundreds of people, but there were about 100 that showed up on a Monday morning in Concord. You know, some people are at work. And they made a pretty big statement, and that was that they are declaring independence from the New Hampshire so-called government.
And as far as statements go, that's a pretty powerful statement.
It is. Now, some are going to say, oh, this is just theatrics. If you don't back it up with force, then it doesn't matter. And I don't agree that violence is the solution to the problem of the state. And I don't want to get too deep into that. We don't have an advocate of violence on the show tonight, so with, you know, this discussion won't go too far. But ultimately, I think that if you embrace violence as your tool, you know, if that becomes your means, then you will
violence
find...
Violence doesn't end violence. It only extends it.
I think that's true, that it begets more violence and that it can exacerbate the violence and make matters worse. And so anything that is a peaceful solution, I support to the problem of the state. And so far, these people have been pretty peaceful in their in their efforts. What they've done so far is they've read an 8-page long declaration, so it's a little lengthy. But given the importance of this particular event and this document, I thought it was worth sharing it with you.
Absolutely.
And if you want to see the video of this thing being read, and then also what happened subsequently. So afterwards, they went to the Attorney General's office. They walked from the State House, which is literally across the street, basically, catty corner. They walked over to the Attorney General's office and attempted to deliver it to him. And the police came out, and things got a little interesting there. So there's video of that, too. It's all up over at freekeen.com. So check that out when you get the chance. We're going to continue Ian and Aria here. But the number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. So I read up to the point, and so far it sounds a lot like the original Declaration of Independence. It may even be word for word the first
parts
few
of it are, but parts of it also had things from the New Hampshire Constitution in it, the right to private property or whatever it was that was said.
Yeah, okay.
That wasn't in the original Declaration of Independence.
So this is good. That's a good addition then.
It is
in that case. So at this point, I can start playing the audio from the video here. That way, if we stop it, it'll be easier to tell when the declaration is being read. And because, like, before it was just me reading a thing and then we're stopping and kind of commenting on it. So now if we stop and comment, it'll be more clear where our comments are and where the original document was. So I've got Dan Richard here. This is him reading this on the State House steps as of Monday morning.
A train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object, evidence of a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security.
So this sounds a lot like Article 10, right? New Hampshire Article 10, the right to revolution in the New Hampshire Constitution, which basically calls for a government to be thrown off if indeed the public liberty is manifestly endangered and other means of redress are ineffectual. And Dan Richards arguing here, look, we've tried this redress thing.
Yeah.
We've tried for years to bring problems to the state representatives and, you know, the courts and so on and so forth. And now you guys are even more inaccessible than you've ever been. Now you're shutting down meetings. Now you are hiding in the closed State House. So they're not even holding the meetings in the State House. They're holding them at other locations.
Right. So there's no ability to redress these any longer.
Not anymore. I mean, there's not even an illusion of it, which there was before.
Right.
So going on here.
Such has been the patient suffrance of the people of New Hampshire. Such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former system of government The history of the present form of government, the statutory state of New Hampshire, is a history...
Which, by the way, he put the word state in quotes here in this document.
...of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over the people of the state.
So, you know, what he points out there is this isn't just 2020.
He says, this has been going on for a long time.
Right. He says the history of the present form of government is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations.
Which is true.
Yeah. So it's not like they're just saying, oh, this just got really bad in the last 9 months, and so therefore it's only because of 2020. No, this 2020 was the icing on the cake.
This has been building since like 1789.
Yeah. 2020 was the final straw for these people. We continue.
To prove this, let the facts be submitted to a candid world. The ends of government have become perverted. Public liberty is now manifestly endangered, and all other means of redress are ineffectual.
That is the language from New Hampshire Article 10.
Right.
Pretty much verbatim.
We have petitioned and remonstrated for redress of grievances in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions and remonstrances have all...
By the way, the word remonstration or remonstrance, I had not really been familiar with at all. Have you?
This is the first time I've ever heard it.
Yeah, so the thing they did prior to the Committee of Safety, which is what Dan has put together here in New Hampshire, cosnh.com is his website, but prior to the declaration that just happened on Monday, they had had people signing this remonstrance, which is different from a petition. As Dan pointed out in a conversation off, not this in this video, but pointing out that a petition is to ask for the Congress or the representatives to do a thing. A remonstrance is to demand that a thing be undone.
Okay.
So the idea being that, hey, this emergency statute or the emergency order statute that you guys passed, whatever it was, you know, decades ago, this was unconstitutional. You need to do something about that, and you need to do it right now.
Okay.
So that's essentially what the remonstrance is, and it's the difference between that and a petition.
Only been answered with repeated injury. A governor whose character is thus marked by every act which may define him a tyrant is unfit to be the executive of a free people of the state of New Hampshire.
Bravo.
One, because we hold it a fundamental truth that the people of New Hampshire are sovereign. They are the creator and the author of the Constitution of New Hampshire, and that only they, the people, may alter, amend, or abolish said Constitution. A Declaration of Rights of the People of New Hampshire, March 4, 1778. Quote, the whole...
So what he's going to do now is he's going to quote some court cases, you know, some excerpts from a few court cases to sort of back up the points that he's trying to make. So first up, he quotes from the Declaration from 1778.
The entire power of government of this state is vested in and must be derived from the people thereof and from no other source whatsoever. Two, because, quote, the future legislature of this state shall make no laws to infringe on the rights of conscience or any other of the natural, unalienable rights of men or contrary to the laws of God.
Now, there's actually a significant section of the New Hampshire Constitution about the right of conscience, which is another one that you don't see discussed in the United States Constitution.
I'm not familiar with the concept.
So, your conscience, right, you have a right to make your own choices, okay, essentially. And I'll see if I can pull up the New Hampshire Constitution's Bill of Rights to actually get you what the wording is here. But it's unalienable, it says, about the rights of conscience. That it is, this is Article 4 here. Rights of conscience unalienable. This is one sentence. Among the natural rights, some are, in their very nature, unalienable, because no equivalent can be given or received for them. Of this kind are the rights of conscience. And then it goes on, and then after that is the section about religious freedom, which we discussed earlier tonight. That's Article 5, which again uses the term conscience, talking about every individual has a natural and unalienable right to worship God according to the diktats of his own conscience and reason. And then it goes on to say that no subject shall be hurt, molested, or restrained in his person, liberty, or estate for worshiping God in the manner and season most agreeable to the diktats of his own conscience, or for his religious profession, sentiments, or persuasion, provided he doth not disturb the public peace or disturb others in their religious worship. Which is why the Supreme Court of New Hampshire this recently ruled that, yeah, you can use psilocybic mushrooms if it's part of your religion.
And that was awesome.
Pretty awesome. It's been a good week. We're coming up.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here the Christmas Eve episode. Yes, we will be live on Christmas Day as well, so be sure to join us then. Here with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Aria, marking my two-year anniversary of being on Free Talk Live.
Congratulations. Your first show was a Christmas Eve episode.
It was.
That's cool.
I remember, because it's very distinctly memorable, because I was just hanging out here drinking and having a Christmas Eve dinner or something. You were like, hey, you want to be on the show? And I was like, sure.
It worked out.
Yeah.
Here you are.
It's been a good 2 years.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Thanks for being here. So we've been talking about something that is, I would say, pretty monumental. And, Aria, you don't think this has happened anywhere else across the United States this year?
I don't think so, but I haven't been following it, like, super closely. I know some stuff happened in Michigan and a few other places, but I don't think anyone has gone through this political, religious sort of ceremony of, hey, we are formally presenting you with this. You're done.
We're breaking up.
You're fired.
Yeah. That happened on Monday here in New Hampshire, and we're sharing with you the Declaration of Independence, the new one that Dan Richard from the Committee of Safety put together. He read in front of a group of about approximately 100 people, most of whom I suspect signed the thing. I certainly saw plenty of them do it. I signed it as well. Carla Garrick was there from the Free State Project. She signed it. There were plenty of libertarian people that were mixed into this crowd, so it was a good group of people, and we can tell you more about what happened, but I want to get through more of this document and we've been stopping down and discussing it as it goes on as well. So we're on the second page of it right now, and if you want to see it for yourself, just go to freekeen.com, the latest article there. It's got the PDF link, and you can easily download this. And there's video there of it being read. So just kind of the basis, the historical basis for this document includes, of course, New Hampshire Article 10, which is the right to revolution, which is protected in the New Hampshire Constitution's Bill of Rights. Article 10, check it out for yourself. It's quoted there in the article at freekeen.com. But going back to the second page here, so they talk about the right of conscience. The future legislature of the state shall make no laws to infringe the rights of conscience or any other of the natural unalienable rights of men or contrary to the laws of God. And now they share some opinions of the Supreme Court. So that was a quote from the original Declaration of the Rights of the People of the State of New Hampshire from 1778. Now some opinions from the Supreme Court of the State of New Hampshire and the Supreme Court of the United States. So in the case of Burt versus Speaker of the New Hampshire House of Representatives from 2020, the Supreme Court of New Hampshire said, quote, the legislature may not, even in the exercise of its, quote, absolute, unquote, internal rulemaking authority, violate constitutional limitations. In the same case, the same Supreme Court said, quote, indeed, no branch of state government can lawfully perform any act which violates the state constitution.
What was this in regard to?
The case is Burt versus Speaker of the New Hampshire House of Representatives. John Burt is one of the most liberty-oriented state house members, but I don't know exactly what the case is.
Okay.
So you'd have to look that one up separately. Also, they quote the same case, third quote from the same case, quote, therefore, any legislative act violating the Constitution or infringing on its provisions must be void because the legislature, when it steps beyond its bounds, acts without authority, unquote. Then they check with a much older case from 1803, Marbury versus Madison. Some of you probably heard of that one from history class. Quote, certainly all those who have framed written constitutions contemplate them as forming the fundamental and paramount law of the nation, and consequently the theory of every such government must be that an act of the legislature repugnant to the Constitution is void. So you're getting the theme here of these,
sure,
these quotes. Another quote from Marbury versus Madison. Quote, this theory is essentially attached to a written constitution and is consequently to be considered by this court as one of the fundamental principles of our society. It is not, therefore, to be lost sight of in the further consideration of the subject. Unquote. A third quote from Marbury versus Madison. Quote, if then the courts are to regard the Constitution and the Constitution is superior to any ordinary act of the legislature, the Constitution and not such ordinary act must govern the case to which they both apply. End quote. And then another one from Marbury versus Madison. Quote, thus, the particular phraseology of the Constitution of the United States confirms and strengthens the principle, supposed to be essential to all written constitutions, that a law repugnant to the Constitution is void, and that courts, as well as other departments, are bound by that instrument. And the final quote from Marbury versus Madison case in 1803 of the U.S. Supreme Court. quote, it's also not entirely unworthy of observation that in declaring what shall be the supreme law of the land, the Constitution itself is first mentioned and not the laws of the United States generally, but those only which shall be made in pursuance of the Constitution have that rank. Unquote. So basically saying, look, if your laws violate the Constitution, it's pretty clear by these, you know, Supreme Court cases.
The issue is getting the Supreme Court to actually apply reason and logic and understand that so many of these things are unconstitutional.
Indeed. And we did see them make a good decision in that case in New Hampshire with these psilocybic mushrooms. But, of course, 9 times out of 10, it doesn't seem like they do. So, but nonetheless, they are not happy with the state of the courts either, right? So they fired the entire government on Monday. It wasn't just the governor. It wasn't just the state representatives. It was the entirety of the so-called state of New Hampshire. So I realized I was playing Dan Richard from the actual Monday video. We'll catch back up with that here in a second because I don't know at what point. You know, I'll have to listen during the break and catch up to it. But going on, we the subscribers, citizens of the state, have taken into serious consideration that the current emergency power statute, NHRSA 445, 46, 47, 48, the State of New Hampshire Emergency and Powers are State of Emergency Declaration and Powers are repugnant and contrary to the Constitution of New Hampshire. Said statute expanded the powers of the executive branch without the consent of the people, and as such has been achieved by violating the procedural due process provided for by the Constitution to achieve such an outcome. So what that means is, in order to give the executive branch more power, the legal way to do it, the constitutional way, is to amend the Constitution.
Right.
If you want to be able to say that the executive branch of government can now just legislate from the branch.
And no one would want that except, you know, the state.
Correct. But that's basically what they said when they wrote this RSA, whatever year it was when they came out with these things, which was probably a few decades ago.
Why didn't they attempt to amend the Constitution then?
Because it's harder.
That much harder?
Yeah. In order to amend the Constitution, first they have to pass, I think it's called a CACR, a constitutional resolution of some sort. And I don't know by which majority they have to pass that. It may be larger than a simple majority. I'll have to check on that. But anyway, the state representatives have to debate and discuss this proposal. And then the proposal is then put on the ballot for the people to vote on.
Oh, so the people have to approve constitutional changes.
Yes, and I believe it has to be a supermajority. I believe it's not just a simple, but I believe it's over 60 or 66%, one or the other. So
it does sound exceedingly difficult.
It would be a lot harder to do that. But they actually did do it recently. There was one. There was an amendment that happened, I think it was 2018. There was something on the ballot to like supposedly strengthen privacy protections in New Hampshire, and the people voted that in.
Okay. Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah. So it can be done.
Sure.
But in this case, I don't think people would have voted to give a bunch of power to the executive office.
I don't believe they would have either.
At least not in New Hampshire. So we can continue. There's more here from this document, the Declaration of Independence here, the new one, one for 2020, here in New Hampshire. And you're welcome to join us at 603-283-6160 if you want to call in. You can bring up anything you want, and especially if this has already happened somewhere else. Like, are we already repeating what another state did? I don't think so.
Sounds and sounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for Cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Trading is closing mostly flat during the short holiday session on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 71 points to close at 3,200. The S&P and NASDAQ also on the plus side of things. The markets will be closed on Christmas. A unanimous consent offer failed on the House floor on Thursday. A full floor vote is set for Monday. That's according to Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell says people are hurting.
It is Christmas Eve. It is not a silent night. All is not calm. For too many, nothing is bright. And for too many, they are not sleeping peacefully.
President Trump and the First Lady wish the nation a very Merry Christmas, the two releasing a video message in celebration of the holiday. USA Radio News. President Trump with some unlikely support in his veto of a defense bill.
President Trump issued a veto Wednesday of the National Defense Authorization Act, following up on threats to reject the bill if it did not repeal legal protections for social media companies. The $740 billion defense spending bill now goes back to Congress, where an override is likely. But the president is getting some support for his action from across the aisle. Hawaii Democrat Representative Tulsi Gabbard tells Fox News that Congress has failed to hold big tech companies accountable for their actions.
Congress has failed to act in making sure that the American people have a fair and free opportunity to the public square, and to make sure that these tech companies that are censoring people, that are choosing whose voices are heard and whose aren't, taking sides in political elections, that they are not immune from lawsuits. And so I think it's a critical thing to hold Congress's feet to the fire.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Shows are streamed on DLive. Please follow and share at DLive.LRN.FM. That's DLive.LRN.FM.
Open phones, as always, 603-283-6160. We're talking about the evolution, or in this case, a revolution. We're not quite to the point of evolution yet. But
one day.
But this is a good start.
Seceding from the United States and from the current state of New Hampshire, definitely a good way to go.
Absolutely. And the folks who here have signed this new Declaration of Independence here in New Hampshire as of Monday, which has subsequently been delivered to the Attorney General here in the state, to the Secretary of State to be recorded, because they record all documents that you know give to them, and then the Governor's House, apparently they went there today. And served it on, well, of course, he's hiding in his home, but
sure.
I guess they have agents around the clock now at the governor's house.
A coward.
Yeah, because
no one has ever threatened this guy.
Yeah, because there was, well, maybe they have, I don't know. But apparently it's not just during the scheduled protest that they've got cops at his house, because they went there today. There wasn't a scheduled protest there today. They just showed up with this declaration to deliver, and they gave it to one of the agents who was in the driveway. Apparently. And there's video of that. I just haven't seen it yet.
Very cool.
So going on here, they're backing up, you know, the claims. They got a bunch of quotes from some court cases that point out, hey, look, if, you know, your law is violating the Constitution, that law is void. And then they point out the emergency order statutes. They cite them, the NHRSAs that were passed. They say those are repugnant and contrary to the Constitution. Then we continue here with Dan Richard from the Committee of Safety. But I do want to say thanks to Bitcoin.com. It is a great site where you can go and learn about cryptocurrency. You want to get yourself freed from the government? investment, start looking into cryptocurrency and learn about how you should get your money out of the dollar and into alternatives like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash. You may want to go and do some research on that over at Bitcoin.com. There's a Get Started section there that'll give you the basics. And there is a bit of a learning curve. There's some new concepts that you'll need to absorb. So head on over there to Bitcoin.com as we continue. Back with Dan Richard from the New Hampshire Committee of Safety here, again reading from his 8-page Declaration of Independence.
The Constitution of New Hampshire, quote, the law of the land may not be amended by the legislative body, the General Court. That power is retained to, and may only be exercised by, the people, the sovereign, the creator of the laws of the land. So under the authority of the Constitution of New Hampshire, Bill of Rights, Part 1, Article 1, quote, all men are born equally free and independent. Therefore, all government of right originates from the people, is founded in consent, and is instituted for the general good.
Now, this is in a lot of constitutions from what I've seen, the general consent clause, essentially, where many...
So generally, if enough people consent, then I have to consent as well?
No, I mean, they just say that... Is it just a general statement that government is founded in consent? And it's supposedly instituted for the so-called general good. So if you don't consent, supposedly, you shouldn't be governed. But, of course, we all know that.
I agree.
We all know that that's not the reality of it. But, of course, if enough people don't consent, then you start to have a movement. Then you start to have a chance at actually being taken seriously. And now we're starting to see some people withdrawing their consent. So what you're actually hearing are
excerpts. This guy... I forget his name already.
Dan.
He's
Dan
not even a free stater, is he?
No, I believe he's a native. I could be wrong about that, but I believe he's a native.
Awesome.
So you're actually going to get a few of the excerpts here from the New Hampshire Constitution, just give you a taste of how good of a document it was. He's, you know, again, leaning on some of the original wording here. So that was Part 1, Article 1, and then he continues.
Article 2. All men have certain natural, essential, and inherent rights, among which are the enjoying and defending life and liberty, acquiring, possessing, and protecting property. In a word, seeking and obtaining happiness.
Who could disagree?
Yep.
Unless you're a tyrant.
Excellent point.
Yeah. And again, protecting property, protecting the right to acquire and possess property. Shouldn't you be able to argue the right to have drugs just under that particular statement?
I would agree.
Yeah.
But, I mean... Constitutionally speaking, they have no authority to prohibit various substances anyway.
Indeed, those are unconstitutional.
Yeah, because we can follow our conscience, and my conscience does not dictate that psilocybin cubensis is bad.
Indeed. We go on.
Article 3. Men enter into a state of society, they surrender up some of their natural rights to that society in order to ensure the protection of others. And without such an equivalent, the surrender is void.
Indeed, that is basically talking about the idea of citizenship.
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with that statement. It's not the worst statement I've ever heard, but the idea that, you know, just by being a part of society, I've agreed to give up certain rights.
Well, that's the thing. A society is a voluntary association of people who've come together for a common purpose. They cannot say that you are in their society unless you've chosen to be in their society.
Okay.
That was the whole reason why we came up with the Shire Society a decade ago. Was because these government bureaucrats kept saying, when I would like tell these people, hey, I don't consent or whatever, they kept saying things like, well, you're part of our society. And so,
I am part of the Shire Society.
But that was the point, was to say, no, I'm not part of your society. I don't consent to being part of your state society. If you're forcing me into your society, it's not a society.
It's a prison.
Correct. It is a slave. A master relationship. That's what that is. If you look up the definition of a society, it's a voluntary order. It's a voluntary association.
Okay.
So, by
well, there's nothing voluntary about our relationship with the state.
I agree. And by that definition, it's a true statement. If you enter into a state of society, which means you've chosen, then you're surrendering some of your rights to the society. You're saying, okay, society, well, I'm giving you up these rights in return for your obligation of protection. Well, now we've seen in multiple Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court cases, which have said, no, there is no right of protection, or no obligation of protection from any government in the so-called United States. So therefore, as the Article 3 points out, without such an equivalent, meaning without the trade, they're not going to provide you with the protection. Well, the surrender is void. You don't give up any of your rights anymore. They gave up their end of the bargain, which, of course, we had never agreed to in the first place. But even if there was an agreement in the first place, they've broken the agreement.
A solid point.
So part then he goes on to Article. So he skips from Article 3 to Article 7 next.
Article 7. The people of this state have the sole and exclusive right of governing themselves as a free, sovereign, and independent state. And they do, and forever hereafter, shall exercise and enjoy every power, jurisdiction, and right pertaining thereto, which is not or may not hereafter be by them expressly delegated to the United States of America and Congress assembled. Article 8. All power
so
residing...
Basically... that we can't surrender our autonomy and independence to the United States government? Is that what that said?
So, forever hereafter shall exercise and enjoy every power, jurisdiction, and right pertaining thereto, which is not or may not hereafter be by them expressly delegated to the United States of America. So, they say that that would be every power that is not expressly delegated to the United States. So, whatever powers had been delegated to the United States... they do not give up anything else besides that. I think that's my understanding okay. of that one. So that one came after the United States, obviously, was like put together, the whole concept. But ultimately, the United States has reneged on whatever part of an agreement that it had.
Oh, without a doubt. So, I mean, it has no authority to regulate immigration. That's yeah. the number one sticking point, and yet it does. Indeed. No constitutional authority to do so. It was supposed to be, you know, the states deciding their own immigration policies. And they just sort of took it over and violating the Constitution in the process.
They sure did. And as we said, they don't have any obligation to protect you. So whatever rights might have been delegated to the United States, we should be pulling those back, too. But next one is Part 1, Article 8.
Originally in and being derived from the people. All the magistrates and officers of government are their substitutes and agents, and in all times are accountable to them.
So this is the open and accountability clause of the Constitution of New Hampshire that says, hey, you know, you guys are supposed to be the agents of the people. You're supposed to be working for the people, and to that end, in order to prove that you're actually working for the people, you've got to be open. You've got to be accountable. You've got to be able. We got to be able to go in and watch you do your thing. We've got to go in and be able to speak to you. We've got to be able to record video of your hearings and your decision-making processes and the court cases and things like that. All that's gone.
Yep.
It's all gone in 2020. So, and New Hampshire was one of the more open of those states, because you could go to every hearing for the State House. Now the State House is closed.
So, all in the name of saving just one human life.
Right. So more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Yeah! Oh yeah, it's Free Talk Live. And you can dial in here on our phone lines. If you want to join us, 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. It's Ian here.
And Aria.
We're sharing with you some audio from Monday's pretty important political event that happened in New Hampshire, where a group of people gathered on the State House steps to read and sign and distribute a document, a Declaration of Independence, a new one here for 2020. So we're on page number 4 of that document. We're going through it here, playing some of the audio from Dan Richard from the Committee of Safety.
You know, pamphlets and flyers were critical during the American Revolution of getting popular support on their side.
Yes.
Maybe time for that.
Well, it's never not time for pamphleting and flyering. I mean, I've always done that. That's some of the activism I'm best at doing.
Okay.
I mean, I can go out, you give me a flyer I agree with, I will hit up an entire crowd. And I will hand it to almost everyone in that crowd.
One of the things I've learned about flyering and handing out pamphlets and stuff is that a human being will take almost anything you hand it to them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I love doing it to people at work. It's just like, here, take this. They always take it.
They just reach out. It's true. So let me go on, though, because there's more. And we're still at the basis here of, like, the historical basis of the document, the Declaration of Independence here. For New Hampshire, the 2021, he's citing some of the original segments of the Articles of the Constitution's Bill of Rights here in New Hampshire, including Article 8, which he just finished, which is the open and accountable government one. That one's being violated all kinds of crazy now here in 2020. You can't even see jack squat that the government gang is doing.
Article 12, but no part of a man's property shall be taken from him or applied to public uses without his own consent. Or that of the representative body of the people.
That one they made a mistake on. It said no article or no property should be taken from a man applied to public uses without his consent. Or that of the representative body of the people. So that suggests that if the representatives vote for it, they can take your property.
I like his better.
Well, that's the original. That's from the Constitution.
I thought he misspoke. Okay.
No.
Well, it should be if you don't consent to it, the government can't take your property. End of story.
Indeed.
I think should be the get rid of eminent domain and civil asset forfeiture.
Yeah, let's go on.
Nor the inhabitants of this state controllable by any other laws than those which they or their representative body have given their consent. Article 14, Bill of Rights. Every subject of this state is entitled to a certain remedy by having recourse to the laws for all injuries he may receive in his person, property, or character to obtain right and justice freely without being obliged to purchase it, completely and without any denial, promptly and without delay, conformably to the laws.
We know that one's been violated in the court system here in New Hampshire. They won't give you a government attorney unless you provide them with, like, a statement that shows all your finances.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I think there's even some cases where you just can't even get that. So,
and these are public defenders? But what?
Yeah. They'll want you to pay. They want you to pay for the public defender.
Right. I knew that part.
Yeah.
But what I didn't know was that they put all of these hoops you had to jump through in order to secure your right to an attorney.
I've never actually done it myself, so I can't say 100% on that, but I think that's the case. But either way, there's obviously delays when it comes to so-called justice here.
Unless you request a speedy trial.
Even that means you won't get it within a certain amount of time. Like, speedy for the government means a totally different thing. And now with COVID, all these timetables are completely out the window.
Article 15. No subject shall be arrested, imprisoned, despoiled, or deprived of his property, immunities, or privileges, put out of the protection of the law, exiled or deprived of his life, liberty, or estate, but by the judgment of his peers or the law of the land. Article 38. No person can in any case be subject to the law martial or any pains or penalties by virtue of that law, except those employed in the Army or Navy, and except the militia in actual service, but by the authority of the legislature. Apologize, that's Article 34.
I don't crimes really against the people. What was that? Basically no martial law?
That's, again, a new one for me as well. That's what it sounds like. But it does say, except the militia, except those employed in the Army or Navy, but by the authority of the legislature. I got to say I'm confused on that one.
I would process it better if I was actually reading it.
Yeah, I'm reading it. It's not okay. Helping me very much. Let's go on.
People of New Hampshire, Governor Sununu, Attorney General Gordon McDonald, Stephen Shurtleff, Donna Susie, Speaker of the House and President of the Senate, have conspired to commit an illegal election, which is repugnant and contrary to both constitutions. Such bad faith actions from state actors disenfranchise the voters by legislative fiat, thereby diluting their vote by allowing resident aliens who are not qualified to vote as the Constitution provides.
Oh, so that's what all of this is about. That's what got them riled up, is the election and undocumented workers voting?
No, see,
election?
That sounds like undocumented workers, but he's talking about resident aliens. He's talking about people who are not from New Hampshire.
I'm not from New Hampshire.
You are an inhabitant of New Hampshire.
So they say.
Well, I mean, the definition of inhabitant
is pretty clear. I live in the geographic landmass that the state calls New Hampshire.
Right. So the argument would be that you are, by that definition, an inhabitant, and you are able to vote because of that.
So he's talking about, like, people from Massachusetts coming up to vote?
Yeah. He's talking about people who don't live in New Hampshire voting, basically. It's my understanding here.
Is there proof of that?
Well, there's always interesting allegations about that. I don't know how much proof of it that there actually is. But the point that they seem to be making here, or he seems to be making here, is that because they've changed the rules unconstitutionally to allow certain people to vote in ways that they are arguing are unconstitutional, that invalidates the entire election and all of the results are fraud.
Okay. I can buy that argument.
So it doesn't have anything to do with immigration.
Okay.
They have amended the voter qualification requirement of the Constitution of New Hampshire by legislative fiat in direct violation of the consent of the voters. The New Hampshire Bill of Rights, the Rights of the People, establishes three elements to vote. They are as follows. 1, you must be a citizen of the state of New Hampshire. 2, you must be qualified to vote. Such persons are described as inhabitants, not residents. 3, you must have a domicile. Common law dwelleth and hath his home. the Constitution of New Hampshire Bill of Rights, Article 11. The provision for absentee voting only allows two exemptions. Those who are absent from the city or town of which they are inhabitants. In other words, they're already qualified, they're already registered to vote, or by reason of physical disability are unable to vote in person.
So what they did this year, and in other states there were similar things that happened, they passed a law, and he references it a little bit here, I think it's 1266 or something like that. But anyway, they passed a bill into law that changes the rules for absentee voting.
Ah.
And he's saying, you can't do that.
Right, because the Constitution says this is what you can do if you want to vote absentee. You either have to be absent or disabled.
Correct. And he's saying you cannot modify that without changing the Constitution, which they didn't do.
And that's a literally true statement according to the rules that they're supposedly playing by.
Correct. And they didn't. And so they, as he points out here,
Governor Sununu and Attorney General McDonald have conspired to commit voter fraud for more than 2 years by concealing their knowledge of unlawful changes to New Hampshire voting laws. On July 3rd, 2018, a lawsuit was filed against Christopher Sununu in his private capacity over unconstitutional voting laws. He refused to answer the complaint and subsequently defaulted. 7 days after defaulting on the case, Sununu used taxpayer resources, the Attorney General's office, as his own legal counsel and caused the civil suit against him to go away. The suit made the case there was no provision in the Constitution of New Hampshire granting the right to vote to U.S. citizens who are resident aliens of a statutory state. Additionally, it made the case that the legislature cannot grant the right to vote by legislative fiat, by allowing U.S. citizens who are resident aliens the right to vote, that to which the Constitution does not provide. Meanwhile, both Speaker Stephen Shurtleff and President of the Senate Donna Soucy were put on notice when a remonstrance was filed May 20th, 2019, which provided the same evidence as detailed in the lawsuit against Sununu. They both violated the constitutional rights of the people by depriving the legislative body of the knowledge that the voting laws were unconstitutional and were disenfranchising the voters of this state by diluting their vote. And by such acts, they deprive a citizen of this state due process of law, the right of redress of grievances, which in turn deprives all the people of the state of a lawful government.
There's more coming up here of the Declaration of Independence, the new one here in New Hampshire. Some of the abuses and the tyrannies here in New Hampshire being named. It's Free Talk Live. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at ForkFest.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.